let's look into the future. Say 300 years, say the Adirondacks. What will the changes be?
Well, it's fun to kind of speculate on that, and I've been asking around with some of my colleagues at Paul Smith College. I was just bringing up this subject with Dr. Mike Kudish, who's a specialist in forest ecology, and also Ted Mack, what might be happening with the animals and things.
So Mike Kudish wrote the tree book.
Yeah.
What's
so
he say about
he really
trees?
Knows his stuff. Well, let's just assume that the Adirondack Park is still there in 300 years, that society in the U.S. is kind of the same, or let's just set that boundary condition anyway.
Let's assume it. The socioeconomic conditions are about the same as now.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that and say, okay, climate change might happen, and diseases and exotic species are the most likely things to happen. Okay, so there is global average warming happening, partly from the sun, partly from human activities. Will that make oaks and hickories move into the park and replace the existing forest, like some people have been speculating?
Creeping northward.
Yeah, well, Doc Kudish doesn't think that's likely to happen. He says things like the oaks and the hickories are not very shade-tolerant trees. And the trees that are already here, the northern hardwoods, the spruce and the fir, are likely to shade them out.
So they just – those trees aren't going to disappear, so – there's no place for the oaks and hickories to come.
It'd be hard for them to come in even if it got warmer and sort of favor them in that way. And he said actually what's more likely to happen is if it does warm, then what's most likely to happen is the growing season will increase and just make the trees that are already here do better.
Yeah, it will be less marginal.
Yeah.
Well, what about the trees that are here now? We do have some problems with, I mean, Adirondacks, as I understand it, are mostly beech maple climax forest or beech maple forest, mixed hardwoods like that.
Yeah, there's a big diversity of forest types, but we do have this massive infestation of a beech bark disease.
Yeah.
So basically every beech tree I've looked at in the Adirondacks where I hang out has got it.
Then it's fatal.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll be lucky and the resistant strains will come up. But what's pretty likely, at least in the foreseeable future, is we're going to lose beech stands. If anything, we'll have a bunch of suckers coming up. But the beech nuts are a major food source for bears and deer. And so now that we've closed the dump so the bears can't go there for a snack, that could be pretty tough.
If they lose beech nuts, will the bears thin out? Will there be fewer bears?
That's what I would have to speculate. So that will be interesting. It's the other two kinds of trees that are affected by diseases are sugar maples have a pear thrips, an insect attacking them, and there's a woolly adelgid insect attacking hemlock, so it's possible those might be less abundant too.
Well, let me just say that beeches, maples, and hemlocks are, they've got to be about the three most common trees, big trees in the Adirondacks, and they're everybody's recognizable favorite. So what will the woods look like if we don't have our three, you know, sort of premier trees?
Well, considering that we're probably going to be out of fossil fuels by then, we probably won't have much of an acid rain problem.
Well, that's on the good side.
Yeah, so that would mean the red spruce that are suffering at the high elevations might do better. So we'll probably have mostly the same kinds of trees, probably fewer beeches, and maybe fewer
maples.
Sugar maples. Although, you know, if it gets wetter or something, then things like maples that are struggling on our sandy soils, which are often poor at holding water, might actually do a little better too. So the forest itself probably won't change hugely, except for one or two species.
So basically what you're saying is there will be some dramatic changes, but not total revolutionary change for the flora of the Adirondacks.
Probably more in a patchwork fashion than overall.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, but I think we still need to talk about the animals and the birds, so we'll come back to the Adirondacks 300 years later. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.